to marry. No farm, my bad energy me carry. Bring thoughts to life, no darkest nights me have it. A sharpened knife, me cutting through with these. This try to beat like capital steez. The world is so crazy. And the summer can focus on
it. Do we start off with a shot?
Do
cheers
we?
To our 9 episodes, buddy.
All right, cheers. This is Jesse's room that we've now moved to with a nice brand new desk. It belongs to Ash.
Yeah, this is Ash's desk. But I think, I don't know, we'll get something similar. No, we haven't had a desk yet.
No, this is our first desk.
Every episode's been in a different location except
I think
for this.
Every episode has been on a couch.
Oh, no. No, it hasn't. The one me and you did. You and I did.
Which one?
In my room.
On the bed.
No, the one before that.
Before that
where
one?
We're sitting on these stools. On
oh,
the curtain.
We did that one. Yeah, on the curtain. This is, okay. Yeah.
So, cool. Not every episode has been on a bed.
On a couch.
But most of them, 70%.
None of them have had a desk, though.
No, I kind of like it, you know? It's kind of cute.
It is a nice desk. We feel pretty fucking professional right now.
Yeah.
Everything's set up.
We look really professional as well.
Yeah.
We're just the best. I'm sorry.
We're the greatest. The greatest guys doing this podcast.
But it's so strong, this, you know? Hennessy.
That Hennessy?
That was like, I don't know. It's really, really harsh on the throat.
That last shot we just did was pretty bad.
Yeah. It fucking killed my throat. So what's been going on? What's been going on the Yeti-O front? Everything all good?
The Yeti-O front. Nothing, man. Nothing really. I'm pretty fucking high.
What? Groundbreaking news.
I'm pretty, cooked.
You've already spilled a drink.
Yep, right there, if you can see it. That's spilt drink.
I was recently watching a few chai latte covers.
On YouTube?
On YouTube.
Yeah, they're great. I love it.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
Some of them are alright. Some of them are pretty interesting.
Which one?
There's that one guy.
That one guy?
I don't want them to like think I'm dissing on him because it brings me so much joy. I'm not laughing at like it's because it's like our song and we write them and then... It's fucking crazy. But some of them are just fucking hilarious. In the best way, though. You know?
Anyone doing anything covering our songs is fucking amazing.
it's strange.
Sick. You just search it up. It's fucking mad. Oh, they're doing covers. Yeah. Some of them are good.
Yeah. I think there's about 30 chai latte covers. So that one's, that one's still doing well, you know? Still doing fucking well. It's such a silly song. So we have a little bit of news, I guess.
Yep. We do have some news.
Not too groundbreaking, but yeah, we're getting to the groundbreaking stuff eventually. This is like a stepping stone.
So when this body comes out, the Tuesday, we're announcing shows.
Shows, yeah, a couple shows.
Yeah, we're announcing two shows. One in Frankston.
Yep.
One in...
Mulgrave. Yeah. So... I feel like that nails it down to two venues, if you want to guess. They're going to be crazy. We've got a good support for the Mulgrave show.
Are we gonna talk about the cancellation of Cherry Bar?
Yeah, I think we might have to cancel.
It's postponed.
If anybody watches this that are actually in Melbourne, we're going to postpone the... most likely going to postpone the Cherry Bar gig. You'll find it this week if you're watching it when it comes out. Postpone it to around the same time next month. So
as the Vans gigs.
Yeah, the Vans gigs.
The Vans gigs. We're gonna put it right in between the Vans gigs we're playing.
I'm gonna run on the Vans gigs. So we got asked to support the Vans at the Forum Theatre.
Fucking Forum.
And the Corner Hotel.
We're playing at the Forum Theatre with the Vans.
Us dickheads playing at the Forum Theatre.
Holy shit. So we've got that coming up.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
That's going to be so much fun. It's my dad's birthday as well, so...
At the Forum date?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hopefully I can get him guest list. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Definitely get your dad in to see that stuff, because that's like one of the lifetime kind of things. And the Corner Hotel, which just sold out as well.
Yep. Oh, yeah, the Forum sold out. But
yeah, the Forum was already sold out, yeah.
The Corner Hotel sold out the day we announced that we were playing there. So, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to take all the credit, but we'll take a little bit. So, if you manage to grab tickets to that, we'll fucking see you there. It's going to be a good time. We'll be on first, so we've never been first.
We've never been first at our own shows. We've never had to be opening supporters.
No, never been opening.
Until the Vans, but all the other shows we've played, they've been headlining.
Second or headline. Main support or headline. But I remember this time last year, like, we just want to do supports, and then we've sold out. Every show this year is sold out so far.
So this year, I think we've got like 15 gigs.
Yes.
15 gigs this year, and we've only played one of them.
Yeah.
We've only played one of them.
Yeah.
And now we've got a headline and support all these other shows, which is crazy.
Yeah. So we've got a lot of stuff in the works. I feel like we say that a lot. But once the first thing is done, it's all just normal pace from there.
Everything's going to start happening.
Everything's going to come in at like the rate you'd expect, because
right now it's pretty slow.
Yeah, it's very slow. But I think, I don't know, it gives us a chance to build up some other stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And get cut. What happened? You vortexed a can? I'm not even watching, but I'm pretty sure you just vortexed a can.
I was fucking trying to drink the rest of it, and I spilled all over my nose.
That's concerning. So that was the shows. And then we've also got a... We've been in the studio recently. We recorded Dry,
and we spoke about that last podcast. Okay. Yeah.
We recorded that. So we're going to... They're not ready for release, like, quite yet. So we're going to put the
Are you trying to get to the point where we're going to release another... we've got another song ready?
Yeah.
To release?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
This guy.
I just feel like it's been going on for ages. Anyway.
It hasn't, because we were talking about the shows.
No, they're the shows. Yeah, so we've got another song ready to go.
It's called Champagne.
And we're going to release that one if you guys want it. We've got another one as well. But then before Dry and Chai are done, we've got one more song that...
We'll put out. Because we love you guys.
Yep.
That's the only reason.
And we'll celebrate.
We'll celebrate. We'll pop bottles of champagne. You guys will dig it. And then not that long after, you'll get what you've been asking for.
Chai and Dry.
We're also thinking of starting up a Patreon.
For this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other exclusive things.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
I think it's the natural progression at this stage.
Yep.
Yeah. Because we're doing this podcast for fucking free at the moment. And we're not getting really anything from it.
We're not. I don't really. Yeah. But we decide. Yeah. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Yeah. Let's do a Patreon. Oh, I see how you guys feel about it. Whatever. It would just be a simple thing. If you subscribe to Patreon, you get like more content, exclusive stuff, and probably the podcast a week before everyone else. I think that's what we're gonna do at the start of it. Just because we can.
We can.
So get
only,
game
only if you want to.
Yeah. Feels weird, but you know, if you guys want to support us and everything, we do work hard at this kind of stuff. I don't know. It may look like we're having fucking fun all the time, but behind the camera, it's a lot of whatever stuff. Don't want to talk about that too much, because now it sounds like I'm whinging about how much work we do.
Just pour another shot.
Yep. We're also going to need someone to film a video clip at some stage.
For which one? Chai or Dry?
Probably for both. Chai. I feel like if we like
we're thinking about doing a video clip for Chai Latte, and we've kind of got an idea, but we kind of need some help.
Yeah.
We want to, for Chai Latte, you guys get the whole point of the song, like you're an employer at a cafe getting sick of all the customers coming in and you're just having a bad day. So we want to fucking, We either want to hire out a cafe, and we're all going to act as the employer serving the customers,
mm-hmm.
And we get mad at them, or we have someone like a main character playing as an employer, and then we come in as the customers that the people hate us.
Yeah.
So those are the two ideas I think we've got at the moment.
So we've got a cafe.
A cafe, yeah. But who knows what's going to happen in the cafe.
Yeah. But I think, I don't know, it's always fun. But I'd like to go someone kind of local. Would you just have the shot without me?
I did.
All right. Judy calls.
Judy calls for the shot.
This one sucks. Never this had Hennessy in straight.
What? We've had one shot every 5 minutes. We're just doing what fucking Ash and Andy.
That was better. True. Shot, yeah. Right, you need to relax.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I need to chill the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ran out of beer.
Bit of a chaser. If we had an assistant.
What we would do with an assistant. Sam. We're always going to do that. We're going to get Sam to come in.
We have a few people that could be our assistant, but it just means like you have to pick a person that you want to be with all the time.
Yeah.
Deal with all the time.
Yeah.
I kind of like my alone time.
But, I mean, we could always just do it with each other. Like, you could be an assistant for Ash and Andy when they do a podcast. They can be an assistant for us when we do a podcast. Like, you were that one-time assistant on when me and Ash did a podcast.
I'm the assistant and the editor. And the host.
Sure, you do edit all of this shit.
It's fucked. And that, whatever.
You're very upset about that.
I'm not upset because I started this journey. You know, I said I want to start a podcast.
You want to do a podcast.
I really want to do it. And then I left it, let it go, let that dream fade for a year. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm just going
to
do it.
Yeah, like, I remember when we first wanted to start a door podcast. We still got recordings of those very, very first, like, you know, special guest Dan. That was like recorded like what, 3 years ago or something.
Yeah,
yeah. So we have been wanting to do this podcast for ages. Yeah,
yeah, and it's gone way better than I thought so far. Getting over 1,000 views each episode.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I think they're just gonna get like, just think about all the podcasts we've done. Podcast in the future, this one compared to the last one, like we're absolutely fucking cooked. They're just gonna get a lot worse.
I know, that's why I don't know, we've done every episode different spot, but I can't, this whole setup, it feels like it's, you know, it's the Just For Us podcast. Just For Us, like, podcast. You tune in like, all right, and this is a familiar place,
yeah,
rather than something different every time. But it is weird because we have, I feel like we're the only podcast that I know of where it's rotating between hosts every fucking
it's because it's not a real podcast. it's a good podcast, but like,
we're just having fun at this
stage. Just breaking the rules.
We're trying we're trying heaps of stuff and seeing what clicks, seeing what doesn't click,
what works, what doesn't.
We're
experimenting. These first 10, we haven't even done 10 the yet. These first 10 experimental podcast,
and then,
you know, once we get to like, you know, our 100th podcast or something.
Jesus.
That's going to be like, yeah, that'll be a crazy show.
Yeah. That's going to be fun. And hopefully it grows. You know, hopefully it doesn't stagnate. Hopefully it just keeps growing and growing. And
even if it doesn't grow, we'll just keep stagnating it. We'll just keep it just for us.
You know? Well, that's how it started anyway.
Yeah.
It's their core values. It's literally just for us.
I was thinking of like a really good intro the other day. It was just like, hey guys, welcome back to the Just For Us podcast. I was like, welcome back to the worst podcast in the world. But this isn't for you. This is just for us. Yeah.
That's actually not a bad intro.
That's a good intro.
Yeah.
I was trying to do that at the start, but I completely cooked it.
Yeah. Oh. And you did it like way earlier.
Yeah.
We're at 8 seconds. The audio is still playing. I'm like, all right. Okay. Right.
I wasn't even, yeah.
A lot of people are... Not a lot of people. A few people asking about the intro music.
Yeah, and I've spoken about the intro music in like the first or second podcast.
Yeah, I know, but...
So we'll update you. The intro music is from Asaya. I think I'm finished. Asaya? I don't know what it's called. You better get it up. Oh, I'll get it up.
The intro music?
Yeah.
I know him.
What is... What's the name?
Only Rover.
Only Rover?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a fucking crazy song. So me and Jess... This is a story of the intro music. And here it is right now.
In a quick nutshell. In a few sentences.
No, we're playing the video. Oh. Something.
More editing for me.
Anyways, so that intro song, I said at the start, me and Jess were on Omegle one night, just going through, just fucking having fun, talking shit with the strangers around the world. And the last guy we met, I think it was like 3 a.m., the last guy, I forgot, Asaya?
Why do you Only keep Rover? Saying Asaya? That's a verse in the, that's a Bible thing.
Only Rover.
Only Rover. We met Who's that Asaya? You can't.
I don't know who Asaya is.
You keep saying Asaya.
I don't know who he is.
And then I just correct you and you go, so Asaya? Nah, not Asaya.
Alright.
You fucking idiot.
Oven Baker.
What? Oven Bake?
Only Rover.
Only Rover.
Only Rover.
He's going to watch this and be like, you motherfucker, you're not doing it.
You're not doing it. Anyways, yeah, that's a song. That, what's the song name called?
Unity.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
Unity by...
Only Rover.
Only Rover.
Oh my
Unity.
God.
Only Rover. Yes. We met Unity.
No.
We met Only Rover. We met Only Rover on Omegle, me and Jess. And him at that point, Only Rover had, he told us he'd taken six grams of mushrooms. Six mushies. And me and Jess were just fucked on fucking red wine and cigarettes.
And cigarettes.
Like, and cigarettes.
Are they affecting you that bad? Are they tripping you out of it? Oh, no. What's it like?
What's it? Speaking of, I might have one.
What?
A cigarette. Anyways.
Oh, my God.
And he told us, we were talking to him about the band. This was before everything kicked off. And me and Jess were talking to him. He was talking to us about his song. And he showed us the song. And we followed each other like good music artists do. And we've just been using that song ever since for the podcast.
Yeah.
Only Rover.
It fits so well. Unity. I love the more.
Yeah. Rats chasing cheese. Like,
it's good. On. There's a good message in the song. If you actually want to check it out, we better give him a chop out. But I put it in the fucking description every episode, so I expect you guys to go and listen to it, you know? But it'll be there. You just scroll down. The song's there. You click on it. You vibe with it. It's cool. He's only got like 2 or 3 songs. It's dope. I really like him. He's cool. So shout out to Only Rover. Shout out to him.
Asaya.
Oven baked. Oven baked Asaya. He's going to be like, motherfucker.
Oven baked Asaya. That's where the intro and outro music. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where that song comes from.
Yeah. So, yeah. I feel like this podcast has been a lot of updating and asking you guys questions, really.
Have you asked a question? I haven't asked a single question.
We asked about what the Patreon stuff and like...
I didn't ask anything about that.
I'm pretty sure we did. We asked about...
We just told him about it. We didn't ask
No, anything. I feel like we asked.
I asked about the music video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that.
Maybe we'll get a sire for that. You did mention mushies, so... Have you got a mushy story?
I've got a mushy story with Jess. Me and Jess took mushies last week, Tuesday or something. And we're watching Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like, I really recommend that show, Ragnarok. It's like it's a Norwegian TV show and it's just so good.
So it's in subtitles.
It's so good. It is in subtitles or dubbed. We watch it in dubbed. Yeah. We tried watching one episode with subtitles. We couldn't handle it. I think we got used to what the dubbed subtitles sound like.
Sound like. And yeah. You associate them with the character and then you're like, yeah. It's like Money Heist.
The exact same thing.
The best TV show ever.
No, no. Ragnarok is now the best TV show.
Ed.
That's my name.
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Money Heist. If you haven't watched Money Heist. Anyways, continue. I don't know. Like, apparently we're smoking inside now.
This is Jesse's room. You better get used to it. Fuck.
Is he actually moving in?
Yep.
I love how I'm asking you whether someone's moving into my house.
Well, he hasn't actually told me directly, but from what I've heard, yeah, he's definitely moving in. When I see him, when he talks to you about that's his room, I'm like, yeah, he's definitely moving in. Even though he hasn't spoken to me and Gaz about it, that's
his room. He doesn't need to because he's told us that you're going.
Yeah.
And Gareth's going.
Yeah, I don't know what Gareth... I think Gareth is looking as well.
Looking, just told us that he's moving back home.
Well, he could. He could move back with his mum.
I think that's what he's going to do.
No, I think he's going to move in here.
Gareth?
No, not Gareth. Jesse.
I'm talking about Gareth.
When are we talking about Gareth?
The whole time.
No.
Oh, my God. I mean, true. With Gareth. Gareth's moving back home.
At the end of the he might. Yeah. I think. Well, I haven't actually spoken to Gareth about that, but I think that might be his next plan to move back home.
That's what Jesse told us.
Oh, well, then there you go. Gareth and Jesse talk more than I talk to
them. I know. What do you do? You're at fucking what's-her-name's house all the time now.
Yeah, I'm always with Ash.
No, that's tricky. Because people think you're talking about our fucking bass guitar. Oh, she plays bass. Anyways, I usually do my dealings with America.
No, so you're going to... Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You're gonna deal with Jesse in this very room. This is gonna be Jesse's room, and we're gonna do a podcast in here with him one day.
Yeah,
with Jesse.
Yeah,
yeah.
Jesse will be on the podcast one day for sure. But this room that we're in, we use it as storage, and then I thought today we'd chuck the potty in here. But it's literally there's a bathroom here, an ensuite right next to me on the right. It's got two entrances, so this entrance is where we're sitting. And the other entrance is my bedroom. So I've had an ensuite. But now, Jess is moving in. And...
Man, the things Jess does at
night. I don't want... I'm so fucking scared. I'm already paranoid as it is. Like, with just making sure everything's okay.
You'll get used to it.
I know. I think I need it. Because I need to chill out. You know?
Jess is awesome to live with. I'm shattered. I'm losing him as a roommate.
But yeah, but why aren't you guys staying there?
I got personal issues.
You don't have. Anyway.
No. I'm moving back to the old band house.
Where it all began.
So we'll be like neighbors pretty much.
I don't want to be your neighbor.
What do you want to be with me?
I want you to live in here, idiot. And I got fucking Jess.
Yeah. No. That was the plan originally.
It's fucked.
This was going to be my room, but no, it's Jesse's now.
What do you mean? You fucking bitched it. I asked you to move in and you said no.
Yeah, because I had other plans, man. I was talking to Gaz and Jess about moving out with them at the same time. And then when I did move out, then you got this house.
It was like...
And it fucked my plan.
2 months after is when we got this house. But anyways. Give me a cigarette. Life's been good. Oh, we're in lockdown.
What are you fucked up? Yeah. Victoria is locked down. At the moment.
Luckily, Ed lives here. So we're not breaking any rules.
Yeah, I've been staying here. Yeah. shot.
But yeah, fuck lockdown.
It's crazy. We got one more week in lockdown.
Cheers to that.
They get worse.
Yep. It's usually how it works. Last night, everybody fucking tripped mushrooms here.
Yeah, you were telling... I was going to ash in the street.
Whoa. Whoa. Yeah, everyone tripped mushies here last night.
I missed out.
I was on the phone to someone.
To who? Last night while tripping mushrooms?
No, before that. Oh. And then everyone was like, hey... we're getting Thingo dropped off. Can you sort it out if I'm too cooked? I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Who's Thingo?
I'm like, I'm going to bed.
Yeah.
And then it came, and then we had some. And oh, I didn't have any of that actually. I just came out and ate a mushroom. And it was good. Beat Dan in chess.
You beat Dan in chess. Andy had one mushroom.
And he was cooked.
Yeah.
Super cooked.
Was Ash DJing?
Mm-hmm. It was great. It was a good time. It was the best time, actually.
Oh, you're making me jealous.
Well, if you moved in... Now Jess is going to have all the good times.
Yeah, but I think I need that.
What? Can't I ask you? You can't do this now.
No.
Unless you want to live fucking in the lounge room.
Yeah, well, that was my next plan. In the lounge room.
Because we don't use that yet.
Yeah. Well, that's the next plan.
Is that legal?
In the lounge room? Yeah.
If there's only five people.
If it's okay with your landlord. Or your agent or whatever.
Well, it depends if we put you on the lease or not. You know?
No, you don't. Oh, you might have to. I don't know how it works.
Me neither. If anybody knows how this shit works, tell us, because we don't know what the fuck we're doing.
How do we rent a home? How do we move out?
Yeah. How do we fucking play music?
Yeah, no shit.
How do we start a band?
How do you start a band?
But, we've clocked 9,000 followers on Instagram.
Have we? By now we have. Our goal is 10K.
We want 10K because of you cunts. When you get 10,000 followers, you get a swipe up. You get to enable the swipe up option when you're viewing Instagram stories. So you lazy motherfuckers can just go on Instagram and go, oh, sweet. Whenever swipe we do up. Something, like easy. A new single, yeah. You can be like, swipe up. So the hustle has been hard, but it's been for you. Because we get it. Like, why pay attention to us? You know? But I've been pretty happy recently. I mean, fucking this week at work was probably like the worst week I've ever had.
Why?
I don't know why.
Work?
Just shit fell apart. It seemed like everything went wrong this week. Like everything that could go wrong went wrong. And plus it's lockdown and I don't know. The traffic isn't bad, which is the only saving grace.
Traffic is the best part.
So good.
No traffic.
So I feel like if anybody of you who don't work during lockdown, I feel bad.
I don't feel okay.
What's wrong with you? You started up here and now you're hunched over. Are you greening?
Yeah, I'm greening.
Are you actually?
Yeah. Greening.
No, you're not. Are you dead? What's wrong? Do you need to spew?
Yep.
Then go. Toilet's right there. Don't wig me out like that, cunt. Go and do it if you're going to. Are you actually going to? Yeah. All right. Do we end it now or after? Okay. After. All right. Go spew and then we'll end it. Jesus Christ. Go. Now put your fingers in your throat, idiot. Trust me. Do it. If you're going to do it now, do it quick. No, all the way. Hurry up! Have you never heard him mum before?
No.
Oh, is it all good?
Ah, it's an adventure time cup with water. Or the table.
Ah, we've got water here. So gross. I forgot the surprise, Ed.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Alright. So Ed's just throwing up. Ed's throwing up right now, but I've prepared a surprise. I've prepared a surprise for him. It's fine. Yeah, that's him. It's so annoying. This poses a question that I want to ask everyone. Do you guys, like, hate people when they're going to throw up and they sound like they're about to die? Like, when I throw up, I just do it like, bah! And it's really quick. But my brother, for example, Andy, our drummer, when he vomits, it's like there's a fucking earthquake. It's like the fucking world's fucking about to blow up. It's just like, it's everything. It's fucking chat. When I throw up, it's nice and like, and Ed's like a nice middle range. Vomit. Come on.
I'm coming.
No, he's coming back. You had a quick intermission. Good job, buddy.
I did it.
He did it.
That sounded terrible, huh?
I don't think they heard it. It was pretty atrocious. But,
Special gift?
I've got a surprise. I've got a surprise. You have to close your eyes. Okay, are you going to close your eyes?
Alright. No.
I'm not going to close my eyes.
You're not?
No. I'll look away.
Is it because you're going to fucking throw up
yeah,
again?
Yeah, I can't close my eyes.
All right.
No, let me guess what it is.
What?
Oh, that can't help. What is that?
Oh, shit.
What are you doing? Stop.
Is it working?
Ow.
Oh, you got it?
Oh, you fucking dog.
What's the eyes?
It didn't even
do
hurt.
Do my leg. Ow!
What?
Ow!
How many times did I shoot you? You felt nothing.
You mean I shot you?
You shot me and I felt nothing.
Oh my god, because what are you wearing? Fucking body armor?
Yeah. I come prepared, motherfucker.
That hurt. Can I do it to you?
No, nah, fuck off.
Did it make it hurt?
No, yours. Yours hurt.
Do my hand.
Do your hand?
Do it quick. 3, 2, 1. Oh, that was a blank.
You
All right. You shoot me. All
right,
you shoot me.
Put your hand out.
You shoot me.
Put your fucking hand out.
Which one?
This one. I don't care which one, you dickhead.
Anyone. No.
Yeah. All right, I'm putting it down.
No, you're not allowed that. You're not allowed that thing.
All right. So anyways, I'll just keep it there. That was your fucking vomit.
That was great. Did you guys hear it?
I'm not sure if they did.
I've never vomited like that before in my life.
Why not?
I don't know. It sounded great.
It was good.
Yeah.
I fuck with that shit.
You fuck with that?
Yeah, dad.
Yeah, dude. No, it was fucked.
Dude, my hand is so sore.
Mine's fine. Mine, actually.
No, it's loaded. Don't. Give it back.
No, fuck off.
Give it back.
Fuck off.
Put it here.
Nah.
Give it back.
Nah.
Why not?
I hold the power.
Yeah. I like it better on my side. Give it back.
It's good here. Looks better. You've got that. I've got this.
Jesus Christ. We're going to get fucking banned from YouTube.
That's not illegal.
It's loaded, by the way.
Yeah.
It's clocked. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Why don't you do it?
I'm not doing anything.
You're pointing it out. Put it away.
I'm not doing anything.
What, just take it away from my face.
No, just continue.
Why would I continue? Put it away from my face.
Continue with the podcast.
I will. Put it down.
No, get fucked.
Can't put it down.
Go on, what's the next topic?
What the fuck? We don't have a next topic. This is the surprise. This is the finale.
So I'm going to shoot you in the face.
No, don't. 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 Put it down.
No, we got it. All right, are we done?
I'm done. What do you want? Don't fucking point at me.
You've got glasses.
I don't even fuck.
How many bullets are in here?
A lot. Can we just finish this like normal civilized people?
Yeah.
What?
Do the outro. Do the fucking outro. The. This is like we practiced.
All right.
This is.
Hello. I mean, goodbye. Welcome.
Don't fuck it up.
This has been a Just For Us podcast, episode 9. Episode 10, we, Dude, don't!
What? I haven't done anything.
Pussy. Oh. It was a blank! I don't even fucking care. Do it. There's nothing left. There's no more. What the fuck? Oh. All right. Thank you fucking so much. We'll see you guys next time. Just For Us. We're
begging on the please. Many traps and we are rap chasing cheese. Get this one on the skull, dog. I'm begging on the please.